We're doing Tayag Mitzvot. And the mitzvah we were dealing with was the mitzvah of giving a loan. Im Zechova, so we were discussing, we were really in the middle of a sentence where we had said that the pasuk says im kesef talvetami etani imach, and even though it says im, if you will give a loan, sometimes the word im is an obligation. You really have to give him the loan. So when one is giving a loan, he's fulfilling this biblical mitzvah of giving a loan, even though it says im kesef talve. We have on tradition that it's an obligation to give a loan when one can. Umilota say, and one fulfills the prohibition shelohim nami lealvot laani lekehem mitzvat lota se kidileil, then there's a prohibition from holding back from giving a loan, and when we give a loan, we're fulfilling that mitzvah as well. V'shelo alve beribit, and in giving a loan, we're also fulfilling the mitzvah that the Torah says, don't take interest on a loan that you give to any Jew. L'keim mitzvat lo ta'aseh she'ne'emar t'kaspecha lo titen lo b'neshech. So I'm fulfilling also that biblical commandment not to take interest on a loan I give to a Jew. V'shelo alve mi'Yisrael beribit, and there's also another commandment, two separate mitzvot, not to take a loan with interest. As the pasuk says, lo tashich le'achicha mipi ha'shmua lamdu shezu azra la'love shelo yinshoch la'malve. So we have a tradition that verse refers to the obligation of the lender, not the borrower, not to take a loan with interest. V'shelo ashit yad ben lovei la'malve beribit shelo liyot arev ve'lo ed ve'lo echtov shtachov b'nehim. And we have on tradition that it's also prohibited to be involved in such a loan, not to co-sign such a loan, not to be a witness or write the documents. And that's a fulfillment of the verse, the commandment, lo tesimun alecha neshech. Rak atzat ha-katuv o iska kmo she'tiknu chazal. The only thing I'll do is, there are contracts that our sages instituted that we could do. I don't know what that rashit is. It's not atzat ha-katuv. I don't know what that is. O al metaltelin b'torat mechira. V'shelo etba'et ani b'chovo. And another commandment we can fulfill when we give a loan is that the Torah says, don't keep coming to the poor and telling him, pay back, pay back. Don't pressure the person. And that's a biblical command that says, lo tiye lo kenoshe. Don't be like an afflictor to the person, to keep asking him for the payback. V'shelo ane et almana v'ayatom. And another mitzvah we can fulfill in giving a loan is not to afflict the widow or the orphan, that the verse says, kol almana v'ayatom lo ta'anun. Don't afflict the widows and the orphan. V'shelo amashken et almana. And another commandment is not to take collateral. Lo tachbol beged almana. Don't take a widow's poor. You could say, okay, what collateral can you give me? Give me the dress, the one dress you have. So the Torah prohibits us from doing that. And the Torah also says, when you take collateral, let's say a guy times up, he isn't paying back your loan, so that we have a special mitzvah not to take collateral by force. The pasuk says, lo tavol beto l'avot avoto. You can't walk into his house and say, gee, that's a nice challah cutting board, give me that as collateral. You're not allowed to do that. You have to stand outside and respect his possessions, even though he owes you money. And another mitzvah that revolves around giving a loan is that we don't take collateral, something that he uses for his livelihood. You tell a person, fine, I know you're a shochet, give me your knife that you use every day to slaughter animals, that's the collateral I want. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take something. The Torah says, lo yachbol rechaim v'rachev, we have a prohibition against taking collateral, something that would prevent him from earning his livelihood. V'ashiv ha-mashkon le've'alav v'etshu tzarich lo. We have another mitzvah that if we take collateral, we have to give it back when he needs it, as the pasuk says, hashev tishivenu lo. And v'lo emna ta'avot mi'be'alav, and I won't hold it back, as the pasuk gives a prohibition, lo tishkav ba'avotu. So what we saw today is that there are another, like, 10 mitzvot that revolve around giving a loan. And those are not to give a loan with interest, not to take a loan with interest, not to be involved in a loan with interest, not to afflict the person who's taking the loan, specifically if he is a pauper, if he is a widow or or an orphan, not to take collateral from them, not to take their clothing, not to take collateral with force, not to walk into their house to take collateral, not to take collateral, an item that a person would use for making his livelihood, and if we take collateral, to give it back at the time that the person would need it. So we covered 12 mitzvot today, that revolve around the concept, the mitzvah, of giving a loan.